and Samaria, except the apostles. About 2,000 Christians, with Nicanor, one of the seven deacons, suffered martyrdom during the persecution that arose about Stephen. James the Great. The next martyr we meet with, according to St. Luke, in the history of the Apostles' Acts, was James the son of Zebedee, the elder brother of John and a relative of our Lord, for his mother Salome was cousin german to the Virgin Mary. It was not until 10 years after the death of Stephen that the second martyrdom took place, for no sooner had Herod Agrippa been appointed governor of Judea than, with a view to ingratiate himself with them, he raised a sharp persecution against the Christians and determined to make an effectual blow by striking at their leaders. The account given us by an eminent primitive writer, Clemens Alexandrinus, ought not to be overlooked, that as James was led to the place of martyrdom, his accuser was brought to repent of his conduct by the apostle's extraordinary courage and undauntedness, and fell down at his feet to request his pardon, professing himself a Christian, and resolving that James should not receive the crown of martyrdom alone. Hence they were both beheaded at the same time. Thus did the first apostolic martyr cheerfully and resolutely receive that cup which he had told our Saviour he was ready to drink. Timon and Parmenas suffered martyrdom about the same time, the one at Philippi and the other in Macedonia. These events took place in AD 44. Philip was born at Bethsaida in Galilee and was first called by the name of disciple. He laboured diligently in Upper Asia and suffered martyrdom at Heliopolis in Phrygia. He was scourged, thrown into prison, and afterwards crucified, AD 54. Matthew, whose occupation was that of a toll gatherer, was born at Nazareth. He wrote his gospel in Hebrew, which was afterwards translated into Greek by James the Less. The scene of his labours was Parthia and Ethiopia, in which latter country he suffered martyrdom, being slain with a halberd in the city of Nadaba, AD 60. James the Less is supposed by some to have been the brother of our Lord by a former wife of Joseph. This is very doubtful, and accords too much with the Catholic superstition that Mary never had any other children except our Saviour. He was elected to the oversight of the churches of Jerusalem, and was the author of the epistle ascribed to James in the sacred canon. At the age of 94, he was beat and stoned by the Jews, and finally had his brains dashed out with a fuller's club. Matthias, of whom less is known than of most of the other disciples, was elected to fill the vacant place of Judas. He was stoned at Jerusalem and then beheaded. Andrew was the brother of Peter. He preached the gospel to many Asiatic nations, but on his arrival at Edessa, he was taken and crucified on a cross, the two ends of which were fixed transversely in the ground, hence the derivation of the term St. Andrew's Cross. St. Mark was born of Jewish parents of the tribe of Levi. He is supposed to have been converted to Christianity by Peter, whom he served as an amanuensis, and under whose inspection he wrote his gospel in the Greek language. Mark was dragged to pieces by the people of Alexandria at the great solemnity of Serapis, their idol, ending his life under their merciless hands. Peter. Among many other saints, the blessed Apostle Peter was condemned to death and crucified, as some do write at Rome, albeit some others, and not without cause, do doubt thereof. Hegesippus said that Nero sought matter against Peter to put him to death, which when the people perceived, they entreated Peter with much ado that he would fly the city. Peter, through their importunity, at length persuaded, prepared himself to avoid. But coming to the gate, he saw the Lord Christ come to meet him, to whom he, worshipping, said, Lord, whither dost thou go? To whom he answered and said, I am come again to be crucified. By this Peter, perceiving his suffering to be understood, returned into the city. Jerome saith that he was crucified, his head being down and his feet upward, himself so requiring, because he was, he said, unworthy to be crucified after the same form and manner as the Lord was. Paul the Apostle, who was before called Saul, after his great travail and unspeakable labours in promoting the gospel of Christ, suffered also in this first persecution under Nero. Abdias declareth that under his execution Nero sent two of his esquires, Ferrega and Parthemius, to bring him word of his death. They, coming to